We're up to Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter of Hilchas Asura Bia. Halacha Aleph. Kol Shamayna Benida V'Zavav Yeled Esudin Torah. All of the laws that we've discussed previously about the Nida, the woman with the regular menstrual cycle, the Zava, the woman who has the flow not in the regular time, the Yeledes, the woman who has a baby, all of the laws discussed until now were the Torah law. And these are the laws that were followed when the great Beis Din was found. There were great sages there who could recognize the various types of blood. If they had any question as to concerning when they saw the blood of a Menida Viziva, or in the time of what is the Nida time and the Ziva time, as we learned previously, the Nida time she's tummy for 7 days, and she doesn't have to have 7 clean days. The Zava time, there's a difference between 2 times or 1 time and 3 times, and so on. So if they had these questions, Yahu la Beis Din, v'yishalu, they would go up to the Beis Din and ask. And as the Torah promised, Shinamers, it says, Kipolemim chadavar la mishpat ben dam ladam bedin ladin. If there's a question of judgment between blood and blood, between judgment and judgment, and we interpret that ben dam nida ladam ziva. If there's a question as to whether a certain blood is the blood of nida or of ziva. In those days, the Jewish women were very careful. They kept their periods and counted constantly, and they could distinguish between the days of Nida and the days of Ziva. Bays. There's a great difficulty involved in the counting of the days. But there are many doubts that can arise. Because even if a girl saw blood on the day that she was born, from that day onward, we start counting the days of Nida and Ziva. As we explained, that you have 7 and 11, and that pattern, 7 and 11, repeats itself. So a girl who is born cannot be tummy with Ziva until she's 10 days old. If she saw even on the day she was born, she's a Nida for 7 days. And then another 3 days after being a Nida, and that makes 10. So we see from there that from the very first time that you see, you start counting the days of Nida, Meziva, and the days of Ziva, call you out for her whole life. Even if she saw when she was a minor, a child. In the times of the sages of the Gemara, there are many questions that arose in the appearances of the blood, what is tummy and what isn't. And also the regular periods were changed, and women didn't have such regular periods as they once used to have. And the women did not have the ability to distinguish between the times of Nida and the time of Ziva. Therefore the sages were strict, because when they decreed that all of a woman's life she should be considered, whenever she has the blood, like a Ziva. And any blood that she sees, there's a question that it's the blood of Ziva, and she'd have to have 7 clean days. Now the sages of the Jewish women were even stricter than that. And the custom was, wherever there are Jews, that any Jewish woman, even if she sees just a drop of blood, the size of a mustard seed, which, you know, even if you're afraid that maybe it's the blood of Ziva, but you have to have 3 days to be the blood of Ziva, and she only saw it once. Nevertheless, they were strict, and they considered it the blood of Ziva, and counted 7 clean days. Even if she saw the time that it's supposed to be Nida, when you don't need 7 clean days, then whether she saw 1, 2, all of the 7 or more, she when the blood stops, she counts 7 clean days, like the major type of Zava. She goes to the mikvah the night of the 8th. Even though there's a question that she is a Zava, and a Zava can immerse on the 7th day, but they wanted her to immerse specifically at night. Or they would immerse on the day of the 8th day, if there was a difficulty where she couldn't go at night. Moshaman, as we've said, and afterwards she's permitted for her husband. Similarly, everyone who has a child nowadays, we consider as if she would have been a Zava when she had the child. And she needs 7 clean days. As we said, they don't observe the laws of the blood of purity. And the custom is all over in Babylonia and in Israel and in Spain and in the West. If she sees the blood, even after she has the 7 clean days, but in the times of the 40 days or the 80 days, 40 for male, 80 for female, even though it's after the 7 clean days, the Tavlin, she went to the mikveh already, and the blood by all standards of Torah law is pure. She still has to count 7 clean days after the blood flows. We do not give her the days of purity at all. Any blood that the woman sees, whether it's the blood of childbirth or the blood of purity, that is to say the blood after the childbirth, after 7 or 14 days, it's all considered tameh, and she counts 7 clean days after the blood stops. This law was instituted in the time of the Gaonim. From Gazer Shlayir Sham Dam Torah Klal, they instituted that there should not be any blood of purity at all. In the time of the Gemara, the fact that they were strict was that if she sees blood, she should sit 7 clean days. But that's the blood, not in the days of purity. But once she counts 7 clean days and immerses, by Talmudic law, you don't have to be afraid of. Because it's not a question of whether she's a Nida or a Ziva. She can be neither in the days of purity. As we've explained. We heard that in France, the custom of the people is to cohabit with their wives in the even though they have blood in the days of purity, as is Talmudic law. After the counting and the immersion of one who is considered as if she would have borne the child when she was in a condition of zava. This thing depends on the custom. Similarly, the laws of the blood of the virgin nowadays, even if she was a minor and it wasn't time for her to have the bleeding yet, she never did see any blood. She has the cohabitation of the mitzvah that he does once, and then he separates himself from her. Whenever, as long as she sees the blood, even though it's from the injury, she's still tamei. After the blood stops, she counts 7 clean days. Yes, more than this, any girl who was asked to get married and she agreed, she has to wait for 7 clean days after she agreed to get married, and only then can he have relations with her. Perhaps because of her desire for the man, she saw a drop of blood. She didn't feel it. This applies both to an adult or to a minor. She has to have 7 clean days after agreeing to get married, and then she can immerse in the mikveh and get married and have relations. All of these things are extra strictnesses instituted by or accepted by Jewish women from the time of the Talmud onward and from the time of the sages of the Talmud, and you shouldn't deviate from them ever. Any woman who agrees to get married should wait at least, should not get married until she counts the 7 clean days and immerses. And this is the Talmud Chacham. If she's marrying a sage, she can get married immediately, because we trust him, and she counts the 7 days after marriage and goes to the mikveh. A sage knows that she's forbidden, and he's careful, and he won't come close to her until she immerses in the mikveh. The laws of stains is the same nowadays as we've explained previously. There are no new laws about this, and no different customs. Any stain that we said she is tahar, she is tahar. Any kesem that we said is tameh, if there isn't enough in the kesem to be afraid that she's a ziva, she counts 7 days Miyom Shinitzabo HaKesem, from the day in which he found the Kesem. We'll see if the Kesem was big enough to be afraid of Zivos. It was the size of three Ksamim. It might have come out in three different days. So first Shivas Yomim, she has to count 7 days. Mi'achayom Shinitzabo HaKesem, after the day in which the Kesem was found. Shinaro Adam Koro Kesem, because one who sees blood is not like one who sees a Kesem. In other words, if you see just one Kesem, you have to wait only 6 days. You don't need 7 clean days. Just the 1 day of seeing the Kesem, that counts as one of the 7. They weren't that strict to count 7 clean days, not counting the day of the Kesem itself, unless there were 3 Ksamim, or the size of 3. Anything we said about the woman who gives birth that his mother is considered Tahara, that still applies nowadays. A woman who saw a white or green or yellow blood or substance, or expelled from inside of her a red piece of material that is not blood or has no blood with it. He tar up was on his ash. He's tar even nowadays. It was strict only if she sees blood that is liable to tumah, and this is not that kind of blood. If she had an injury and the blood was flowing, or the blood comes with the urine, raise it to her. She is still tahar. But on the Chadash Davar, nothing was made new in this case. Only the counting of 7 clean days to anyone who sees blood that is tameh, as we've said. She would call Mary Dam and Tameim, and also that every type of blood should be Tameh, not only the specific colors that were mentioned previously. You find in some places it says that a woman who had Nida has to sit 7 days, and then another 7 clean days, even though she only saw one day of blood. This is not a proper custom. It's a mistake from the person who taught them this. You shouldn't pay any attention to this matter at all. The proper way is, if she saw blood 1 day, she counts 7 clean days. She immerses on the night of the 8th, which is the second night after the original seeing of her Dam Nida, but 1 week later, of course. Then she's permitted to her husband. Similarly, you find in some places, and you find responsa by some of the Gaonim, that one who gives birth to a male should not have intercourse until after 40 days. One who gives birth to a female should not have intercourse until after 80 days. Even though she saw blood only in the 7 days, in the minute it's not a proper custom. It's a mistake in those responsa. This is a heretical approach in those places. This is from the Sadducees, who interpreted the pasuk differently, that you're not allowed to have any relations in those 40 or 80 days. So this is a worse mistake than before. This mistake is a reflection of a false interpretation by those who didn't accept the oral law. It's a mitzvah to force them not to do this way, and show them that they should do like the sages say, that you should count only 7 clean days, as we've explained. A woman does not become purified and leave the status of forbidden relationship, erva, until she immerses in a mikvah of kosher, in a kosher mikvah, water of a kosher mikvah, and there should be nothing separating between her skin, her flesh, and the water. The Hilchos Mikvah is part of mikvah kosher apostle, and the laws of mikvah will explain the laws of what makes a mikvah kosher and not kosher. The Tefillah Mishpanei Chatzitza will explain there also the laws of immersion, or the manners of immersion, and the laws of chatzitza, the separation. Avon Rachzo B'merchas, if she bathed in a bath, and even if all of the waters of the world fell upon her, she is after the bath, just like she was before the bath. There's a punishment of karis, of excision, for having intercourse. Shein lechadav shemayim tum latara el tzvila b'min mikvah b'mayim or b'yamim shehem kamayim. Nothing can take her out of the state of impurity to the state of purity except the immersion in the water of a mikvah or in a spring or in the water of a sea or ocean that is like a spring, which is brought up as mikvahs, as will be explained in the laws of mikvahs. Zayin kol shivus yom nikim shivus man azeh shem safik. All of the seven clean days nowadays, even though there's just a doubt that she may be a zava and needs seven clean days, maybe she's not and 7 days are over, she's a nida and she could immerse, still if she immersed in them, it doesn't count at all, it's an invalid immersion. If she immersed on the seventh day, even though a priori you're not supposed to ipso facto, before the fact, really, you shouldn't immerse in such a way. Perhaps he will come to have relations with her on the seventh day after immersion. Still, since when she immersed, it was in the proper time, and it was on the seventh day, even if she was definitely a Zavah that needed seven clean days, the immersion does count for her. A person is not supposed to come into close contact with his wife in these 7 days, the 7 days of cleanness. Even though she's wearing her clothing and he's wearing his, he shouldn't get close to her and touch her even with a little finger. He shouldn't eat with her from the same plate. The rule is, he should treat her in the days of the counting just like the days of Nida. There's still a punishment of karis involved until she immerses in the mikvah. As we've explained, all work that a woman does for her husband, a nida can do for her husband. Chutz, except merchatzas panav yadav ragla, from washing his face, hands, and feet. Zikas akals, preparing his cup of wine. Batzasa mita b'fanav, and making the bed in his presence. Zereshami yovel adavera, because we're afraid they may come to sin. These are things of particular intimacy. For this reason, she's not supposed to eat with him from the same plate. He shouldn't touch her skin, her flesh, because it gets him close to doing a sin. The same law applies to the seven clean days. She shouldn't do these three kinds of work. It's permitted for a woman to wear nice things or put makeup on and so on at the time of her nida, so she shouldn't be loathsome to her husband. Sefer mitzvahs laRambam, the same as yesterday. It's mitzvahs losa seiration and gimel. He seranim honos ge tzedekum azikub mekachamemkum. We're not supposed to cause pain by our words to a convert who became Jewish, and from hurting him in unfair business practices. It says do not oppress him. The Mechilta says don't oppress him in money. It says that if you cheat a convert, you violate two violations. First, for cheating anyone, and also a special one because he's a convert. And if you oppress him, there's the violation of Lo Sechatzenu. Most of Alasar Shunich Lam Yisrael. In addition to the prohibition that all Jews are prohibited, that is that of an osmoman, that is of monetary cheating.